Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, Klach of Dalet, and we're looking at Simen Chaf Aleph. Simen Chaf Aleph deals with a case which sadly is not uncommon, a case where a person gets confused and he's not sure exactly where he's holding in Shemoneh Esrei. So the Chayodim starts and he says, Hamisnam name mitfilosoi, a person who's dozing during his tefillah. So he's standing, he's awake, but he's sort of like dozing off a little bit. Oh, misibah cheres, or some other reason, he got distracted. Venyodea be'ez bracha oimit. And he doesn't know where he's at. Is he at? Which bracha he's at? So he divides up the shaila to the first three brachas, the last three brachas, and the middle brachas. Imegibon rishernes, chesed the rosh atvila. So if he's somewhere in the first three brachas, he knows that he's somewhere in there, he's just not sure where. So it's possible he didn't say part of it, and they have all three go together as one unit, so it goes back to the beginning of the unit. And the same thing is true by the last three, Ritzei, Moedim, and Sim Shalom. So he has a suffix, he has to go back to the beginning of the three, because the three function as one bracha, as it were. The first three and the last three, each one, the first three function as one bracha in regards to some halachas, and the last three the same. So that's not the hard question. The hard question is what to do in the middle brachas. He was holding in the middle brachas. Nearly the masculine mibracha shiyadei bavarei shalei omro abomashe ministapek ein tzorach lachzer b'tzorachim. So let's explain the question. We assume that all the brachas have to be said, and a person does not say all of the brachas, it's going to undermine the status of his tefillah from being a tefillah. And it comes out that the brachas he did say were said not in the context of tefillah, and they're bracha lebatol. So if you miss a bracha of the 19 that we have nowadays, you're going to make all of your brachas lebatol. Okay. On the other hand, repeating a bracha that you already said is also bracha lebatol. So now I'm in a dilemma. Let's say a person remembers that he definitely said the bracha of Tekah B'Shofar, the Kabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. He knows for sure he hasn't said B'li Rishalayim. So he's not sure if he's in Hashiva, or he's in Malmashinim, or he's in Al Tzadikim. So he knows Vadi that he has not said B'li Rishalayim. He knows Vadi that he said Tekah B'Shofar, and in between he's Masupik. So we have two options. We can say, well, you can't continue without making sure that you say all the brachas, because you cannot say the remaining brachas if you're missing a bracha. So I have to go back and start from Hashiva. I know I said the Tekah B'Shofar with its bracha. I don't know if I said the bracha of Hashiva. I can't go further without guaranteeing that I said Hashiva. One argument. The other argument is, how can you say Hashiva? Maybe you said it already. How can you say the Rila Malshinim? Maybe you said it already. And if you did, repeating it is a bracha lebatol. I know for sure I didn't say Vidhi Rishalayim, so I should skip as it were to Vidhi Rishalayim and say from there. Every person is sort of aware of the fact that he's been sort of dozing off, but he catches himself and hears himself saying the words. So whether that was a good idea or not, but the reality is he has a right to rely on those words that he hears himself saying, that he probably was saying the things along those lines. The question comes up when he doesn't have any recollection at all, or he has a word which appears in multiple places. So the Chayyadim paskins that he doesn't go back. He starts on the bracha which he's confident that he did not say. He's definitely did not say, in our example, he has not said Vidhi Rishalayim, yet he knows for sure that that's true. So we would start from the Rishalayim, thereby possibly, very possibly, he's skipping the bracha of Olam HaShinim, or he's skipping the bracha of Al Tzadikim. So but the act of actively going back and saying words which are bracha of Atola, possibly, Chayyadim Paskin, that's not the right thing to do. Well, we will see Beis Hashem in the next year that there's possibly another argument to how to deal with this, that a person should go back. And the question is, by going back, why aren't we concerned about the possibility of a bracha l'batola? He's saying brachas that are not necessary, possibly. So how can we allow him to go back? But the Chayyadim Pasim, he does not go back. He picks up from the bracha, which he knows for sure he has not said, and that's how you deal with it. Have a good morning.